Welcome to episode 337 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Power's back.
You've been out for a week straight with no power.
Hasn't been that long, but yeah, it's good. It's good to have it back.
Campfires.
Yeah, I've been made a bow and arrow out of a tree limbs and been hunting and cooking my own food.
Mm-hmm. Just living off the land.
Pretty much. Off the grid, yeah. Tried that for a week. Not sure I like it. I get the appeal, but...
Given your current location and climate, if you had to live off the land, how long do you give yourself?
I could do... I give myself a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
The winters would be tougher, but I would just be incredibly lean.
Right.
And how if it was just if it was just me, if I had to take care of other people, sorry, we're all fucked.
How long can a person go without eating?
I don't even know what that is. That's on Google. Some that's a Google question. That's not a Dan question.
Like 15 days, probably.
I know you'll die of dehydration before you'll die of starvation.
I think I could find water. I don't think I could find food.
You don't think you could find food like berries or?
Yeah, I'll eat a poisonous berry and die.
Or hunting or.
Oh, I can't hunt. There's no way I could hunt.
You can eat grubs.
Nope.
You're just going to starve to death? Fuck it.
I don't think I could eat a grub. Now, maybe I could eat a grub if I could make fire, but I don't think I can make fire.
You can't even make fire?
I don't think. Not with a lighter I can, but I don't think I can with...
Like flint? With like two pieces of flint rock? Or
yeah, I don't... If shit went wrong right now, I don't know where I would find myself some flint, you know?
Do you have a magnifying glass?
No.
You should get one and always have. I have one that like stays in the drawer.
Just keep it in your pocket all the time.
No, I don't keep it in my I don't keep it in my pocket, but I do keep it in a drawer here at the house.
Yeah, I don't
Because they're real easy to you can start a fire real easy with a magnifying glass.
I know the wood and string trick that everybody rubs their hand we're all trying to do.
Yeah, that's one that works.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Would it be easier just to keep a lighter in your pocket at all times?
Well, yes and no, because the lighter's going to run out.
Not before I make at least one fire.
Not before you make at least one fire, but... I mean, I guess you give yourself, you know, another few days that way, so...
If you create a fire in the right climate, the right positioning, you keep that fire going maybe indefinitely.
That's a lot of work, though, to keep it going indefinitely.
It's literally the only thing you have to do when the world ends.
No, because you also have to go out and hunt your food and build your shelter.
I hope to meet a friend that loves to hunt.
So the zombie apocalypse, you're pretty much fucked is what you're telling me.
Yeah, however many days you can go without eating, that's how long I last.
Okay.
15, I think. Can we get a ruling on how long a human can go without food? You think it's plus or minus 15?
I think you might be real close. I think you might be...
Yeah, I think that's right. Close. Although maybe that's what they tell you growing up, but there's a few days added onto that. They just want you to be cautious.
Could be.
You know, they're adding a little safety net.
21 days.
21 days.
Can go more than 3 weeks without food.
Now, I would be curious to know if a husky human, not like a dog breed mix, but like a chubby human could go longer. Could I last longer than you?
Possibly, because you have, not to be a dick, this is going to sound bad, but you probably have more fat stores than I do.
Yeah, I could feed off the reserve. I have a reserve tank I could feed
off. So it's possible. But your body has also become dependent on those fat reserves. So.
I'd be grumpy.
You may have other parts of your body that begin to fail.
I'd have mood swings.
So I can't honestly tell you. I don't know.
Well, if I went 3 weeks without eating, I can guarantee you that my morale would fail.
Well, yeah, I know you'd be angry. I get that, and I know.
Yeah. He found an article about fat people surviving without food.
Huh.
It's also not disrespectful because I'm part of the community. I can talk about it. So you probably shouldn't, but I'm allowed.
Me?
Yeah, I'm allowed to talk about it.
You can talk about it, but I can't. So I just have to be silent for this part of the podcast?
That's so tiny, I can't even see what that says.
I think it says an extra 110.
Oh, geez. You can 110 additional days for every 50 pounds of excess
that
body
can't,
fat.
That can't be right.
One documented case of a 456-pound man survive 382 days without food, consuming only occasional vitamin supplements.
Oh my God.
So if shit hits the fan, I've got to break into a GNC.
Yes. That's the first place you have to go.
I got to get some supplements.
Or a Vitamin World or whatever it is.
Yeah.
One
I
got to
get some sweet sups. Maybe some post-workout, you know, some smoothies. I don't think you should go a year without eating. I don't know.
I would imagine that's... Yeah, even if you can do it, it's probably not something you should do.
Yeah, I bet your body's so weak after that. And then when you eat that first Baconator, you for sure throw up.
Oh, yeah, but... Yeah. Like after the first bite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
like
you don't
you take
make
a bite
that.
Out of it, take three chews, and as soon as you... You might throw up just from the chews, just from the taste, because you're not used to it. But as soon as that bitch hits your belly, yeah, it's right back out.
And how bad would your jaw hurting would hurt after like not using it?
For that long, yeah.
For a year. I think your teeth, need to be used.
Yes.
Yeah, teeth are use it or lose it, I think.
Uh-huh.
Like a house, they just fall apart if no one's in it.
If they have no purpose, then yeah, they just break, fall out.
So your power was out last week.
Yes.
Out for the better part of a day.
Yep.
Did you lose any food or anything?
No, I didn't lose any food.
So it wasn't a total loss.
Well, that I know of, I just let it refreeze.
Yeah, you just eat it. We'll see what happens.
Right, I could die.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was off and on, but it was I was lucky enough that it would go off and then come back on, let everything cool down, and then go back off again.
Oh, so you were getting like flashes for a few days.
I actually think they were doing it on purpose. So storms were knocking it out, but I think they were bringing it back up while they were fixing it to let that happen and then taking it back down to finish fixing it.
Could be.
I don't typically speak well of a power company because, you know, they're the man. I think ours is okay, actually.
Yeah.
Like they're pretty well on it. And they also have a real-time map where I can see outages without having to call.
I have that too.
I type in my address and there's a big orange dot right over my house. And I'm like, cool.
Yep. I have the same thing. My company does the same thing.
It's easy to get to. And I like to,
and they let
I
you
like
know,
to frequent that.
Do they give you like the estimated time that's going to be back on? Blah,
it
blah,
doesn't,
blah,
but it tells
that.
You how many houses are involved in your outage.
Yeah, I got that. I get that one too. And then it tells you an estimated time of, coming back on.
So as long as it's not, like a 1 to 2. If it's 1 to 2, I'm like, I'm screwed.
Right.
You know, greater good. They got to go after the big fish first. But
right.
When mine goes down, it's always 500 plus. So they're like, they get on it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So I like that. Okay. I don't like, you know, the summertime here is just pop up thunderstorms and tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect it won't be the first time power's out.
Lucky you, huh?
Yeah. So I'm really, you know, I'm into the battery powered like lawn equipment.
Right.
And I like the Ego brand. It's a good brand. It's kind of high dollar. But I think they make a good product. They make a generator that uses those batteries. See if you can find, I think it's like the Ego. It's called like a power or something, but generator will probably get you there. But I'm super into this thing, but it's so expensive.
I'm sure it's not cheap. It's like that fucking Husqvarna lawnmower is like $3,000.
Yeah. Just go to like Ego Power. There it is.
There it is.
Let's go full size with that baby.
What is it, like $700?
No, it's like a $1,200, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, so it takes up to 4 batteries. It comes with 2 batteries, and the batteries are like $600 worth of battery.
It's like the shit that goes in the car, in the electric cars.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, though, you can just run that anywhere. You could set it in your kitchen and turn it on.
Right.
Like, you don't need to go crazy. If you want to power something, you see it's got USBs and regular 110s there, but yep. You can just set it in your kitchen floor, plug the refrigerator, and hit a button.
You don't have to worry about fumes or any of that stuff.
Right. The other thing it does that's neat is it works as a rapid charger whenever it's plugged in so that you can charge all your batteries at the same time, too.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm really wanting one, but I'm like, it's so expensive.
Yeah,
and you could get you could get a like a generator, a gas generator that is roughly the same output as that for a few hundred dollars.
Right, about $300.
Yeah, because I think it's a
300 watt.
Is that what it is?
Yep, 300 watt peak. Says it right there.
Yeah, 300 peak, 200 continuous.
Or 3,000. 3,000.
Yeah, 200 was like a light bulb. Yeah, 2,000 continuous, 3,000 peak. You could get that same thing for like $300.
Yep.
But I can't run that thing in the house.
Nope.
And this makes no noise.
Which is nice.
Yeah, because if you ever used a generator, they're super annoying.
I guess if that's, you know, if that's worth $900 to you, then it's all for you.
Yeah, I mean, if it saves my life one time, it is. I think the way I'm going to try to justify it is I want to do some solar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can power the solar to go to this to keep it charged, all the batteries charged, and use this as basically my batteries for the solar.
That might work.
Yeah,
just,
because that's going to cost
that continuous cycle.
Yeah, because that's going to cost me a few $100 anyways to get that set up, and I want this anyway. So then I can justify it because I could probably get it down to like $800 because I'm going to spend $400 anyways to build a nice battery bank.
Mm-hmm.
So I could set this thing up, plugged up into the solar that's coming in. And then everything run off of it so that even when it's not charging, it's going to run off the batteries.
That could work.
Yeah. So
as long as you can keep that cycle going.
Yeah. I'm kind of into it. They're so expensive. Home Depot here has one.
Okay. Cause they'll be lucky to sell that one anyway.
So that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping at some point they're like, hey, this is taking up too much shelf space. We're going to mark it $200 down, and I'll get it. I think I would get it for $1,000. I think it's like $1,200.
$1,000 would do it for you, huh? That's your cutoff?
Yeah, because like I said, I think you could get a comparable for like $300. I think to get a nice battery set up for my solar stuff is going to be like $300-$400.
Now, are you going roof mount or?
For the solar?
Ground mount, yeah.
I'm torn. So back there where I need the generator, there's a lot of trees and stuff, and I'm worried about roof mount because of the trees. But let's be honest, I'm not putting another thing in the yard to weed eat around. So I'll probably have to go roof mount.
Hmm. Yeah.
I would eventually like to get like the solar roof for the house, like the Tesla.
The solar shingles.
Mm-hmm. But that's down the road. So yeah, this show's all about solar and surviving in the woods.
Solar and surviving.
Yeah, that's what we call it, S&S.
S&S.
Little solar surviving.
Not to be confused with S&M, that's different.
Sometimes those overlap.
No, they don't. Nope. Solar and survival never overlaps with sadism and masochism. Never.
People get comfortable, man. Once you get used to living in the woods, you can start sprinkling some of that real life back in.
Mm.
You know
and
what
that's
I'm saying?
You bring in the S&M because that's...
Yeah.
That's... Okay.
Right after food and water, you bring that in.
Gotcha.
Without a little excitement, people aren't going to make it, you know? You got to keep morale up.
I hear S&M does that.
But the thing I will say is you got to be careful how much energy...
You expend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
So maybe a standard missionary is in order.
There's a very fine line.
Yeah, maybe just standard missionary is in order so that no extreme amounts of energy is expressed.
Right. I mean, at that point, if you're looking to get like freaky, maybe you better just stick to, you know, reverse cowgirl, maybe.
Let's not get crazy.
Well, I mean, it's still a little bit kink, but you
mix
things up a little bit. Right. But, you know, you're not expending enough energy to... You know, kill you because your supplies are limited.
Right. If this is your first time here, welcome. This seems like a good jumping off point. We've covered everything from sexual preferences to solar power. And now we'll go back to the thing this show is actually about, which is video games.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you don't have a strong agenda for the first part of the show.
Generally, video games is what we try to talk about, but in case you haven't noticed, we get a little sidetracked at points.
Yeah, yeah. So however you're listening, Apple Podcast, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Dash, however you're listening to us. Welcome. This is the portion you've all been waiting for. Probably.
Hopefully.
It's super hot right now.
It's super hot.
In the studio, if you will. It's very hot in here.
I'm comfy. My studio's comfy.
It's very hot in here. I don't like it. So if I have to immediately leave, it's to turn down the thermostat because it is so hot in here. I got sweat beading up on my head.
Fair enough.
If you love the show so much you can't stand it, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support us over there. If you can't support us because you're broke or you just don't want to give us any money, tell your friends about us. Tell your family about us. Tell your chiropractor about us.
I could use a good chiropractor.
When he's adjusting that back, you adjust his listening habits. You know, he's like, how does that feel? You're like, it feels almost as good as listening to, you know, right there, just slide it in. Every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time.
There you go. Write that down.
Yeah, yeah. Jot that down somewhere so you can tell.
Now you know how to do it. You don't have to come up with a segue. We did it for you.
Yeah. You've got to start letting these people that are in your everyday life, you got to start letting them know. You got to get them in the know. If you have a relationship with somebody professionally or physically, you got to start letting them know.
So you got to bring them back around to a certain view of things.
Let's jump into the news.
Did you play anything?
I played a little bit. I played. So first off, I've been playing the Harry Potter Wizards Unite. Yep. So Pokemon Go, but Harry Potter style. Shout out to that game. Still playing Golf Blitz. Those are my two phone games. I have played a ton of Rocket League. A lot of Rocket League.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shout out to you. I tried to play Rocket League with you, and it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. It was my nephew.
You were online. You were playing Rocket League. I invited you. Wasn't you.
Wasn't me.
The cool thing is we ended up playing anyways.
Right.
Because Rocket League unites people.
That's good. Rocket League does.
So we played several hours and that was fun. So shout out to your nephew for catfishing me.
Yep.
but then sticking around and playing with me also. So that was fun. And then I picked up Mario Maker 2.
You did get it.
Yeah, for the Switch.
You started playing it?
No, I installed it, got it all updated, ready to go. Just haven't started playing yet.
Okay.
So it's there. I'm probably going to start it today.
Gotcha. I have played. Work has been so busy. Man, I don't know if I told everybody, but we're opening up a new store and I had to be involved in that. So I'm working crazy hours every day and I get home and I just go to bed pretty much. However, I did download and start playing a game. And it's probably going to actually, Ryan, probably going to blow your mind, the game. You're going to be like, what the fuck just happened?
Hope it's Farm Together.
It's not Farm Together.
I played a little bit of that, too.
It's Car Mechanics Simulator.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with that game. It seems right up my alley.
I just got through the tutorial part. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be pretty fun. I think I'm going to have a good time with it.
Any game where you spend significant amounts of real time to do an insignificant like task, I'm into.
Like changing the oil. It took me forever to figure out how to change the oil.
Yeah, anything that takes way too long to do a simple task, I'm into.
The first time I went to change the oil, I ended up like pulling the valve cover off. I'm like, oh, that's not what I want to do.
That doesn't look right, yeah. I was playing Farm Together yesterday, and you know my farm has grown to an impressive size.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think was, this game would be better if I was farming together. Because I'm farming solo. And it takes so long. Like, it probably takes me an hour just to harvest everything now.
Oh, didn't our friend Marshall205 play that with you?
Well, he talks a lot of mess about wanting to play together. But the proof is in the pudding, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
People say that. That's a saying. I don't know what it means.
The proof is in the pudding. I don't either.
Yeah, can you look up the origin stories of the proof is in the pudding? I'd like to know where that comes from. Somebody way back when put the proof of whatever they were showing in a bowl of pudding.
And it stuck?
Yeah.
So to speak?
Like, there's a proof right there. It's in that pudding cup. It's in that snack pack.
Ooh, there it is.
I'm gonna need a hard zoom too.
I thought, yeah.
The proof is in the pudding. You like pudding or puddin'?
A puddin'.
Puddin', yeah. Drop that G right off the end.
Right. Harley Quinn style.
Can we get a zoom? I got old man eyes.
Let's see.
Because we've gone to the Wiktionary now.
But yeah. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. What?
Oh, I guess that was where it started.
Ah.
Yeah, interesting.
You can only say something is a success after it has been tried out or used. So the proof of if the pudding is good or not is in the eating of it.
Yeah, that's how it started.
That's how it started.
Is that pudding any good? They're like, I don't know, eat it and find out. The proof of it's eating it.
And then
1920 is when we shortened.
Yeah.
Started, it's common phrase as of 1950.
Yes.
Proof is in the pudding. It's weird how things like that stick.
Stick and evolve and all that stuff.
Somebody way back when was like, the proof in the pudding is eating it. And they're like, I like that. I'm going to say that too.
Right. Like, I like that. I'm going to take that from you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I had. The whole show is about pudding.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's your chocolate, vanilla? Where are you at?
If we're talking just pudding.
Just pudding.
Just like, do you want a cup of pudding? Here you go.
Yep.
Chocolate.
It's the only choice, right?
Yes. Now, here's the next question. What's your second choice?
So, you know, I like the stripes, the snack pack, the chocolate on chocolate, the milk chocolate on dark chocolate. Uh-huh. But if we're talking totally separate flavor, I probably would have to go vanilla.
Nope, butterscotch.
I don't like butterscotch.
Oh, I do.
Now, let's be clear.
I like chocolate better. It doesn't taste like butterscotch.
By saying I don't like it does not mean I won't consume one. It just means it's not my favorite. Now, banana pudding, Gerald's got it right.
Oh, yeah, banana pudding.
Banana pudding. Actually, maybe banana, then chocolate. Chocolate pudding is something special, though.
It is, and the thing, to be fair, banana pudding is actually the special thing because there's an actual, amount of baking.
Well, it's got things in
it. And making and time and things in it. And, I mean, just a cup of chocolate pudding, you know? It's simple. It's easy. It's right there. Boom. Done. Over. So.
Now, making pudding, having, homemade pudding is different than, a snack pack, too.
Uh-huh. Much.
Yeah, there's something different there. Also, the most popular flavor is actually
vanilla?
Butterscotch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're not. What kind of ranking doesn't put them in order?
I was super confused, too. Don't worry.
What kind of psycho ranking is this? It ranks them, but they're not in numerical order.
They're not in numerical order. No.
So it was butterscotch. This one's different.
This one says vanilla butterscotch chocolate.
It's also trying to sell it to you from Amazon, too.
Yes, it's true.
That first one you had was butterscotch chocolate vanilla. There's a banana cream. Yeah, see, that one goes butterscotch chocolate vanilla. And then a big drop off.
We got Oreo in there. Oreo pudding.
Cheesecake pudding.
I've never heard of cheesecake pudding.
I don't know what that is either. I like cheesecake.
Wouldn't that just be cheesecake at that point? Like melted cheesecake, essentially?
Cheesecake's a soft. Whoa. Whoa. Did you hear Siri?
I did.
She was trying to get in the mix. She's got an opinion about pudding. Let's get to the news.
Let's do it.
We've derailed this sucker long enough. We're going to start with some free games.
Can't wait.
Mm. Yeah, it's a doozy of a lineup this month.
Yep.
So we'll start with Xbox, because believe it or not, these are the better of the ones. Xbox One, July 1st through the 31st, we have Inside, which that by all accounts is a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have from July 16th to August 15th, Big Crown Showdown.
Which rhymes, so there's that.
I don't know what it is. Even from looking at the image, I can't tell what that is.
Is it a racer of some sort?
I don't know what that is.
Those carts? Are those
No, I don't think so. Maybe it's a chess game.
Chess game. Yep.
Yeah. On 360 from July 1st to July 15th, we're going to get Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which is a great game that you probably don't want to play on 360. And then Meet the Robinsons, July 16th through July 3rd. So,
isn't that like a Disney?
Yeah. What is this Big Crown Showdown? Is it a RTS?
I don't know. It kind of looks like chess RTS something.
It doesn't look as bad as I thought. Big Crown Showdown. I don't know what that thing is.
Me either.
I'm not going to play it.
And you, excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah.
You had a false start right there.
I did. And now we got PlayStation Plus games for the PS4 for July 2019. Hold your breath, folks. We have Pro Evolution Soccer 2019 from the 2nd to August 5th. And we have Horizon Chase Turbo from July 2nd to August 5th.
Okay.
And those are your PS Plus games for the month of July.
All right.
Yep. What? All right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
I don't even know if it's okay.
So, it's kinda... Pro Evolution Soccer is popular.
It's very niche, though.
Yeah, I don't want to play it. I don't want to play it at all.
Right, I don't either.
And you like soccer and don't want to play it.
I don't like the soccer games. They're too, they're always too complicated.
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of complication in my gaming as I download Car Mechanic Simulator. But you understand what I'm saying.
Horizon Chase Turbo is a, like a throwback to the classic arcade racer.
Right.
And I probably don't want to play that either.
I'll tell you what, Sony's let me down the last few months. Ever since they got rid of the PS3 games,
yeah, it seems like they're shit in the bed.
Yeah, it seems like their lineup has just been shit. It's like, are you kidding me? How does this happen?
Now, these are both pretty terrible lineups, in my opinion. Now, Inside, yes. No disrespect to Inside, I think it's a great game.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pair it with the Castle Crown Fighter, Crown King of the Crown, Crown Royale,
Crown Showdown.
Crown
big
showdown.
Crown Showdown, whatever it is.
Yeah, big crime and little showdown. That's not a strong month either. No, that looks like a VW van that you're able to race in that.
Now here's what one of my concerns is. Because Xbox hasn't had a great lineup for the last few months either. I'm wondering if they're trying to get away from the free games that you get by essentially paying for their online service. And if they're going to start going away from that once they integrate their streaming services in.
It's going to be hard to now take the value away from people.
I understand that. Which is why it's cheaper if you add in the streaming system too.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either, but
I don't know. I'm probably not going to play any of these games. I might play Inside.
I probably won't.
Yeah.
So moving on, I'll let you take this one because
it's a long story.
And well, yeah.
but I'm going to tell you the deets, and I'll let you react to it because that's a little too in my wheelhouse. So Stadia, right? So one of the main pushbacks from people who have yet to get their hands on Stadia is, what about internet providers that have data caps? So full disclosure, I do work for an ISP, which is why I'm just going to tell you what this is, and then Dan can tell you how terrible or how much lies are here. But Phil Harrison, in an interview with GameSpot, so Phil Harrison is Vice President and General Manager of Google, has indicated that he does not believe that data caps represent a major challenge to Stadia, the company's upcoming streaming service. He said data caps are not a universal challenge. He believes that the ISPs will react to the demand in order to fulfill the needs of their customers. ISP have a strong history of staying ahead of the consumer trend, And if you look at the history of data caps and those small numbers of markets, it's actually a relatively small number of markets that have data caps. When the music streaming service and download service became popular, especially in the earliest days when it was not necessarily legitimate, data caps moved up. Then with the evolution of TV and streaming, data caps moved up, and we expect to continue to be the case. Now, is Google just blowing smoke, or do you think they're right?
Google is full of shit. ISPs are in, they're in it to make money. The data cap allows them to make money. Particularly if people now want to add something else that they have to run their data on. ISPs, if they move at all, if they move data caps up at all, they will do it in very tiny increments that will not help for the foreseeable future. They're not going to, it's free money they're giving up. Do you honestly believe that a business of any sort is going to do that? No, this is Google setting themselves up for when no one is able to run their system and saying, oh, you know what? It's the ISP's fault. Because we said they could do this, and they're not doing it. That's what this is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They're basically setting the stage for if Stadia fails to blame it on somebody else. Because as far back as just, what, a year and a half ago, AT&T got caught up in the whole data capping issue and slowing down people's data. And that was when streaming services have been around for, you know, have been popular for a good 5 years now. So they were, in a certain sense, in a pretty good peak. And all they did, the ISPs didn't care, whoever was providing any of that data, whether it was a cell phone service or a cellular service or a internet service. It's money. It comes down to them making money, and they're going to continue what they do. And the more people that buy Stadia, the more money they're going to be able to make. I'm not saying Stadia is a bad idea at all. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is Phil Harrison is being incredibly misleading in this interview.
Do you feel like he's just being a little cup half full? You think it's intentional?
I do think it's intentional. Yeah,
you don't believe that he thinks that no. ISPs will. Okay,
no, not at all. No, yeah. He knows better.
We shall see how this rolls out. Now, I think for the record, and I'm not going to dive into this, I think data caps are universally bad.
I do too.
That's what I'll say about data caps.
I also believe they universally exist.
They are a real thing, 100%, but they're bad.
They are bad.
No matter how you shake it. Limiting the service I pay for is not good. But that's the agreement that someone entered, so it is what it is.
It is what it is. You're right.
We'll see. Stadia just keeping itself in the news. Keeping itself relevant. I'm excited about the Founders Pack.
I know you are. I just want to play it.
Yep. Going to play it. Twitch rolls out exclusive subscriber streams. This is kind of neat. Also going to fragment the audience, but whatever. Popular live streaming platform Twitch is giving creators a new way to engage their most excited and maybe stalkerish fans.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing subscriber streams and broadcast. This is pretty simple, right? If you are a subscriber to a channel, you can then do a stream for those people only.
Yes. That's how subscriptions work. Agreed.
I have a channel. Producer Gerald subscribes to it. I can do a stream exclusively for Producer Gerald and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple. You know? We also forgot to give Producer Gerald a proper shout out in the beginning, but he's behind the glass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, what, 30 minutes late?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I think this is cool. Hey, more options to support the people who support you is cool.
Yeah.
But now I can't maybe watch somebody because maybe every Tuesday is only for subscribers now.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be that person's going to have a subscriber only channel. I'm sure that if it was done properly by a provider, it would be like an additional, like it, just an additional to what everyone else gets. Kind of like there's a lot of podcasts and such that do Patreon only special podcasts.
Yeah. So you're saying I stream six nights a week, but if you're a subscriber, you can get me on the seventh.
Yeah. I would like to see, I would like to think that that's the way that would be.
Versus going 100% subscriber.
Well, it'd have to. I mean, you can't. You'd fragment your audience too much that way.
Yeah, that's the fear here. But I do like giving people option to get to the people again who support them. So we'll see how that pans out. Doesn't really
do anything. You.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect us. We stream like we're on a steady diet of like one time this year.
Yeah.
So it's probably fine for us. Probably not going to get in the way of anything. You guys are probably going to have just totally full access to what we do.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll try to get back to that.
No, I mean, no promises.
That's why I said try.
No promises. I don't even know if I'm trying right now. Work is too crazy for both of us.
No, yeah, that's true.
The next story, here's one I know you're excited about.
Doesn't affect us much either.
we're getting a new PUBG game, Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, but it's not a sequel. So if you were jazzed up about a sequel, you can unjazz.
Because it's not.
It's not.
Oh, dog don't like it.
Yeah, special appearance, yep. So we're getting another game. As of yet, it's untitled. It is being helmed by a studio called Striking Distance, which has appointed ex-Call of Duty and Dead Space developer Glenn Schofield as its CEO. The project is seemingly in its infancy, so little is known about it. It is an original narrative experience within the PUBG universe, so it sounds like maybe a single-player or a Battle Royale story-driven thing that they are making.
Yeah, that takes place in that universe. Yeah.
Now, I'm not against a Battle Royale with a story.
No, me either.
Like, what's happening, and you know?
PUBG is still popular. I know producer Gerald's still playing it on mobile, so.
Yeah. We'll get to that later, because I had an invitation to play some PUBG Mobile, but.
You had to turn it down?
Ties into a shout-out.
Ah, gotcha.
PUBG began life as an Arma 2 mod before it spun off into a Battle Royale on PC in early 2017. And I think we all know that it eventually changes the universe as we know it.
Oh, yeah.
Because now we have Fortnite and Blackout and Snow Job or whatever the
Apex
Battlefield
Legends,
one's called. Apex Legends.
All kinds of little Battle Royale games.
Mm-hmm.
Snow Job, isn't that a G.I. Joe guy?
Yeah. Voiced by Ron Paulson. Rob Paulson, not Ron Paulson. What's that? What's it called? Snow? Isn't the Snowstorm? What's the Battlefield Battle Royale? Look at Snow Job. He looks good.
Oh, yeah. He always did.
Yeah. He's got those fucking skis.
Skis.
Yeah. Skis are so much classier than a snowboard.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Look at that. That looks so good.
But a snowboard does kind of say I'm a badass more than
a ski, like, says, though, do? Like, don't mess with that guy. He's a mastermind.
Yes. And snowboard says this, probably don't mess with that guy because he's out of his fucking mind.
Look at those skis on his back. That's a good looking.
I had a snow job for character. I had a snow
that's
job
a good
figure.
Looking action figure.
I had him. I had
a snow job Lego.
Oh, I had a bunch of them. Oh my gosh.
Did you see San Diego Comic-Cons? Yeah, they got to have the Spider-Man, Marvel Spider-Man PS4 minifig.
No.
Exclusive at San Diego Comic-Con.
Wow, you going?
I mean, if one was ever going to go, that'd be the reason. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know what you want to search for. Maybe Marvel Spider, I don't know. I saw the story. Not seeing it here. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Exclusive PS4 Spider-Man minifig giveaway.
Pretty cool. Look at him.
Yeah, it looks like.
If you gave that to me and said, what's that from? I'd be like, Spider-Man.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You didn't want to know it was PS4 Spider-Man, right?
No, I wouldn't. I'm sure people would know.
Oh,
I
wouldn't either. I mean,
either way, I'm in. I'd like to have one.
You want everything, though.
That's true. I do want everything. Except for these next two stories. I don't want those at all. And I'm not even really going to go into this too much. I just want you to know that this is the now that we live in. So they're working on a live-action Final Fantasy TV series.
Yeah.
And in case that wasn't enough, Gerald's got goodbye pulled up. In case that wasn't enough, they're also developing a Doom TV show, which is made by Dave and James Franco.
So there we go, folks.
So that's the world we now live in.
Yeah.
We're back to this.
Dog don't like that either.
We're back to a couple okay video game things come out, and now everybody's all in again.
Indeed.
So we're getting Doom by the Franco brothers, and we're getting Final Fantasy, which I could just can't even wait for.
I don't need. I don't even have. I can't even talk about these two fucking games apparently, or two movies apparently, because I'm stumbling over my words. Yeah, this is so unnecessary. Haven't they tried like two Final Fantasy movies and they didn't work?
Well, they did the Spirits Within or whatever that was called.
And then they did Advent Rising, didn't they? That's not Advent Rising.
That's a different.
That's an awesome game.
Yeah. I don't know.
They did another one that was like set in the Final Fantasy VII universe.
Spirits Within, I think, was popular. It was all CG. I wasn't into it.
Yeah, I don't think it was very good. I don't think it was very popular.
I think it did well.
I think you're remembering improperly.
It was on UMD, so I know it did good.
Oh, yeah, there's your gauge.
Yeah, there it is, The Spirits Within. That movie was good.
How do you know it's good? You said you're not into it. You never saw it. How do you know it's good?
I saw it. Yeah, see if we can get some gross... See if we can get see what that made. Spirits Within.
Oh, my gosh. What's the other one say? What's the second one? Advent Children. That's what it was.
Oh yeah. Let's see that one. That one's terrible. Let's see what the Spirits Within made. See if we can get some box office. Did they go to the theater?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it was considered.
Just got a huge say box failure. Office Mojo for.
I don't know, because Mojo is a box office thing.
$85 million. See what the cost to make that thing was.
That's shit.
That's not shit if it cost $4 million to make.
It didn't cost $4 million to make.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I told you.
It cost $137 million to make. Oh, no.
I told you it did not do well.
It was good. Gerald confirmed it.
You trying to mess with me on movies? You're both wrong.
Who is this flip side? Who was that?
I don't know.
She's got a song called It Was Good.
It was good. I was good.
That's how I talk. So The Spirits Within, check it out. It's a new movie.
It's not.
Cost $137 million to make, and it made $85 million.
Yeah. So it lost 40, 30, 40, whatever.
It lost money, but it gained a lot of critic recognition. The industry was into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the news. It's a tough week.
That's the news. I need to disappear for a second, by the way.
It's tough news. You disappear. I'm going to stay.
I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll return. My power's not going out.
It would be weird if both of us left.
Apparently the dog's not being very good and I have to go wrangle her. So,
okay. So we're going to shift back to this San Diego Comic-Con. The Spider-Man, is it coming in can you see if it's coming in like on a card like that where it designates that it's from the Marvel's PS4 Spider-Man? And for those that don't know, Gerald is a Lego aficionado. Oh yeah, see, it comes on a card. It looks awesome. It doesn't indicate though that it's PS4, does it? Yeah, it doesn't. I don't see any indication of such. Now, what, in your professional opinion, what will this said Lego minifig sell for a human that's not there to get it? $400. Absolutely not going to be able to get this. It's neat, but that's way too much money, especially because it doesn't. I don't see any indication that it's bragging about being the PS4 version. $350 for the 2016 Marvel Heroes. Was that Captain Marvel? Yeah, these are crazy expensive. Anyways, it's cool. If you're there, pick me one up and send it back. Can you just buy them there, or do you have to like win them when you're there? Those are pretty cool. They come in their nice little like their own little packaging. It's the advanced suit from Marvel's Spider-Man PS4 style. So if you're there, scoop it up, send it back to me. That would be fantastic. If not, we still love you, though. So that's all we got. Now, I want to spend a little time. Dan's still gone. I don't know where he went. The dog is maybe escaped. Not sure if he's ever coming back. I see him now. Door's opening. I was going to spend a little time to tell you how much we appreciate you listening each and every week, how much we appreciate everything that you do for us. But he's getting back on now, so we're going to cut back to the show. Now, is everything okay?
Yeah, dog's still alive.
Okay. What happened?
I have my youngest nephew here. And
okay.
Apparently, she keeps stealing his food.
In the time that you were gone, two more video game TV shows announced.
Seriously?
No. See how all screwed up everything is? That was believable for you. That's the place we live in, unfortunately.
That's where we're at. It's completely believable.
Yeah, you're like, probably, damn it.
Makes complete fucking sense.
Yep.
I just don't know. I mean,
The Witcher's going to tell us a lot.
The Witcher will tell us a lot. And that one I'm actually looking forward to, but it's...
But that's adapted from books, not from games.
Right.
We need a proper game.
And let's say that it was from the books. Or it is from the books. Let's say it was from the games. Now, let me get that all straight here.
Let's say it was what it was.
Right. There's at least like a giant, there's like a mythology to pull from. What's the mythology of Doom?
Shoot stuff in the face.
To pull from, to tell stories. Demons on Mars get shot in the face. That's literally the mythology.
Now, what about that Doom movie that had The Rock in it?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Okay.
There was like one good part in it, and that's what it did for like a 3 or 4 minute actual first person perspective.
And what about Dune?
Dune was a little underwhelming because it adapted parts of the book, not the entire book.
So you don't feel like the Franco brothers
Doom
is going to be good?
What's the last good thing any of the Franco brothers did?
Pineapple Express.
That was just one. And that was more of a Seth Rogen gig.
You don't think James Franco was a part of that?
He was an actor. I don't know that he helped produce it or write it.
Yeah. So this is Masters of the Doom, which is a 2003 nonfiction book.
What?
Yeah. So we need to back... It's not really about Doom. It's about the making of Doom.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Well, we should read the whole story.
That's different. Yeah, we should.
Masters of Doom is a 2000...
I had a hard time getting past... Id Software's Doom is going to be TV.
Yeah, well, see, the story is written stupid.
Yeah, it's.
So 2003 Masters of the Doom nonfiction book written by Rolling Stone's contributing editor David Kushner recounts the story of Id Software's co-founder John Carmack and John Romero, best friends turned bitter rivals as they create one of the most influential first-person shooters in gaming. Masters of the Doom, whose television script is being written by Tom Bissell, which is Gears of War, Judgment, Batman, Arkham Origins, Battlefield Hardline, is being produced by Romana Films, which is Dave and James Franco's production company. So they also produce the Gotham Group, whatever that is. Mr. Robot, Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. That's Universal Content Production.
That's Universal Content Production.
We fucked this story all up.
Whoever wrote this story, apparently eats crayons in their spare time.
Ooh, what color?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. They're all good, yeah. So it's based off the book that's based off the game that's based.
So I'm confused. So is this, but they say it's an anthology series. Is it going to be a series of stories set in the Doom world, or is it going to be a story about John Carmack and John Romero's feud?
Yeah, I think that's what it's about.
But that's not an anthology series, though, because an anthology series is like Twilight Zone is an anthology, or...
Yeah, I don't know. I have to assume, though, it's going to be less about making the game, more about, like, you don't know what you're talking about, you know?
I'm so confused by this right now.
A lot of drama. I'm not going to watch it.
I'll have to wait and find out more about it. If it's about John Carmack and John Romero,
I'm not going to watch it.
I might watch it.
But it's not that I don't want to watch it. It's just that I'm not going to watch it.
If it was more like a documentary on those two,
mm-hmm.
That would be kind of cool.
A little behind the scenes. Prince Gerald
just gave us a big nope. He's not watching it.
How come that second nope is a cow?
I don't know.
And the third one is a NASA.
Is a NASA. It's a bunch of...
As a vegetarian's cow.
Oh.
Instead of the cuts of meat, it's just nope on all of them. It's pretty funny. Those are pretty good. Now there's that NASA nope. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because what we should be exploring space.
Science isn't real?
Ass. That one says... That NASA thing says ass on it. It's not even a good Photoshop either. I don't like that at all. That one says DeLorean on it for some reason.
With a picture of a DeLorean. That one has the fucking the Death Star for the moon in NASA.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I can get behind that.
Pretty good. Nope. That one looks like Dare. That cat has a rainbow that says nope. A lot of cats nope. I don't know what
this
Grumpy cat.
That's a grumpy cat nope. I get that.
Yeah. That seems right. That one's nope to handgun violence up there, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There's just a big button you press that says nope.
I like that neon sign that says nope. Somebody spent some cash on it.
What's that flower below it?
Somebody spent some cash on that nope.
What's that flower thing below it? That banana flower thing?
Yeah, I don't know, but that's 1,000 nopes.
That's a whole bunch of nopes.
Was that Plants versus Zombies?
I don't know.
I just like the traditional nope, nope, nope up there.
Nope, nope, nope.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a full show that we've done.
Ooh, that's the news.
That's the news. That's the general chatter up front.
Admit it, listeners. The solar and survivalist stuff was a lot more exciting.
Was the best part so far. But now we're going to get into shout outs. Remember, if you want a shout out, you head over to patreon.com. You slap it in your web browser, in your search bar. You put that patreon.com/GameStitch. You support us over there. If you give us $10, we'll give you some time on this show to shout out anyone you want to shout out. Now, first shout out, I'm going to do Thomas first.
Okay.
Thomas was, in fact, the person that invited me to play PUBG Mobile.
Okay.
PUBG, not PLUB.
PLUB. PLUBG. PLUBG.
Yeah. And he said, want to play some PUBG. Let me see. Down for some PUBG Mobile. I said, I can't right now. I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just to the fact. You're going to appreciate this shout out because if you were talking, you might have got added to this as well. His reply is, my shout out for this week is you need a goddamn day off, bro. Which made me laugh while I was working. And then he kind of went on to tell me that he's working like crazy too.
Yeah, so it's apparently a thing that we're all doing.
Yep. And we just chatted back and forth that it seems like anytime you do get a day off, it's to catch up all the stuff you've been ignoring at home because you've been working
because
so much.
Because you haven't had a day off, right.
So there's a lot of that.
Yeah, it's my life now. And yours. And Thomas's.
Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. to 3. Gerald hitting it hard.
Hmm. I would die for 7 to 3.
I just hear a noise. I heard a rogue noise. Did you hear it?
No.
That means it was in my home.
Is it my chair? Is it me breathing?
I thought I heard a human's voice, a lady's voice.
Oh, that was not here.
Concerning. Concerning. So that's a shout out from Thomas. Also, no shout out from Zach this week. But Zach, since Thomas told me I need to take a day off, Zach's going to tell you to take a day off.
I can live with that. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, thanks. Right. Appreciate the concern.
At least someone's looking out for me.
The crappy part with jobs is that taking off somehow creates more work.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could be off, but then I have to double up tomorrow.
Right.
That sounds terrible too.
See, like I worked 6 hours yesterday. So I'm right at like 59 hours this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing a lot of, we'll say, labor-intensive tasks, which are my least favorite thing in the world to do when it comes to work, the labor-intensive things. So I finally decided that I wasn't going to work all day yesterday, and I was not working today because I was having intermittent problems where I can't feel my hand. Where my hand goes numb.
That's a problem for sure. It's
my right hand. It's not my left hand, so it's not a heart attack. But like intermittently, I'll just be sitting there, not holding it, not leaning funny, and it'll just like go numb. It's like, and you got to shake it. You know, like when you wake up in the middle of the night, it's like that. So I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to take a little rest. Because I think that's my body telling me, you know what, you need to slow down a little bit.
Is it that, or is it the fact that you've not been playing video games to keep it worked out?
It could be that, too, but if that was the case, it would probably be happening on both hands, because I do use both my hands when I play.
I just play with one hand, so I thought maybe that was it.
So what's Gerald telling me? Is it osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, or carpal tunnel?
You better hope it's not the carpal. You don't want the tunnel.
Maybe I do. I don't want any of those.
If you got it from work, you do. That damn repetitive motion, you know? Area is it the palm of the hand or the front of the hand?
It is, the entire probably. Hand. It's a whole hand, yeah.
Yeah, you got something different going on.
My elbow has been bothering me, so I think I've got a nerve or something that is getting set on, so to speak, by something. Maybe some muscle swelling is squashing a nerve.
Have you thought about seeing a specialist?
I have not. No, okay. That's money that I don't want to spend right now.
Yeah, right. Right. If that hand goes, you still got another.
Right.
You'll be switching over to Xbox soon for that adaptive controller. PS4, no solution for you. Thanks, PS4.
I still have it works. It's just intermittent, so yeah. I think I'll be okay.
Right. Scary, though.
I guess we'll find out. It is.
Scary. Your hands shouldn't stop working. Your hands, your eyes, your feet, need them all.
Well, the first time, it wasn't a big deal. It's like, oh, something weird's happening. But then it happened a couple more times, like, just randomly. Like, I'd be driving. I was literally driving, and I was driving with one hand leaning on my door rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just driving. My hand starts going numb. Fuck, I better switch hands.
Or roll the dice, you know? See if we get home.
But yeah, so that can be a little scary when you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's concerning. What are you drinking there?
This is a baby Mountain Dew.
Because we're, because your camera's blurred, it looks like we didn't pay for the sponsorship of whatever you're drinking.
Oh.
Because the only thing not blurred is your face. It looks like we got, it looks like for business purposes, you're not drinking what you're drinking. Yeah, you see how it's like blurred? It's pretty good, actually.
It could be a baby Heineken if you wanted it to be. Could be baby anything.
You got to scoot it back over. You've got it off camera now. Towards your face. There you go. Baby Heine. Yeah. So, I mean, this is an entire show we just did. If you loved it so much, you got to tell us about it. Head over to Twitter. We don't use Twitter, but we have it. At a game underscore stitch. I'm at podcast Ryan. Dan is at shirtless Dan, and producer Gerald is at Hoffman Show. So
all those are true statements.
Get at us, son. We need to get an Instagram. That's what kids use.
Well, I'm not a kid. So.
Or a TikTok, and we'll do fun dance videos.
This guy won't. That'll be you.
Yeah, I love the dance.
You know what? We'll put producer Gerald make it happen.
I love the dance. Let's say Happy Thanksgiving.
Produce. This says don't hassle the Hoff.
Produce.
Yeah. Oh, that's just Thanksgiving thing from.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Looks good though. Looks good.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Looks pretty good. Okay, that's gonna do it for us. We'll be back next week, same time, same place.
Same place.
There's the sad bear back.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.